USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, an avowed white supremacist who deliberately drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing a young woman and injuring dozens, apologized to his victims before being sentenced to life in prison on federal hate crime charges. James Alex Fields had pleaded guilty March 29th to 29 of 30 hate crimes in connection with an attack that killed Heather Heyer and injured more than two dozen others. Prosecutors and Fields' lawyers agreed that federal sentencing guidelines called for a life sentence, but his attorneys asked U.S. District Judge Michael Urbanski to consider a sentence of less than life, hoping he would take into account Fields' mental health issues. And a meeting of the remaining partners in the Iranian nuclear deal produced some progress, but not enough to satisfy Tehran's demands, offering little prospect for now of the country backing away from a move to surpass a uranium stockpile threshold that could now doom any agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A trade war between two economic titans will face a critical junction when President Donald Trump meets China's Xi Jinping at a moment when both sides are signaling a desire to de-escalate the year-long conflict, yet unwilling to compromise. The meeting, which will take place on the sidelines of the International Group of 20 summit in Japan, was the centerpiece of 4 days of diplomacy for Trump, whose re-election chances have been put at risk by the trade war that has hurt both American farmers and battered global markets. The Supreme Court has announced they'll take up the controversy issue of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA. John Clemens reports.
The issue is over the administration's attempt to dismantle the program that impacts immigrants called Dreamers who entered the U.S. illegally as children or came with families that overstayed their visas. Mr. Trump ended the DACA program in 2017, prompting several protests, including litigation that involved three federal districts that blocked the attempt to dismantle the program. The program remains in effect until at least June of next year.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President and 2020 hopeful Joe Biden is on the campaign trail. Speaking in Chicago, he talks about how America has changed, and it's really you, the middle-class worker, who's built the country.
You built this country. The great American middle class. The unions built the middle class. That's why it exists. We need to rebuild it. But this time we have to bring everybody along. No matter their race, their gender, their ethnicity, their religion, who they love, where they live, or whether they have a disability. You know, my dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. And he meant it when he had to leave Scranton to go find work. He said, Joey, it's about your dignity. It's about respecting the community. It's about being able to look your child in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay. And mean it. Too few people, has been referenced today, too few people think they can say that anymore. A vast majority, for the first time in about 80 years, the vast majority of middle-class people are shrinking.
Several bills are working their way through the California Senate that would help legislators protect Californians from wildfires. Democratic Senator Bill Dodd of Napa has authored a bill that will give cities and counties money to create defensible spaces to prevent wildfires.
If you've got a 100-foot defensible space around your home, you have 8 times the chance of having your home survive a wildfire.
Dodd was speaking there on KPIX in San Francisco. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.